Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Vasaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. California Senate Bill SB 1, titled Sustainable Communities Investment Program, or SCIP, was recently passed by the California State Legislature and is now on Governor Brown's desk, awaiting his signature or veto. The bill, sponsored by Senators Daryl Steinberg and Mark D. Saulnier, is, as some people describe it, redevelopment coming back on steroids. If the bill is signed by the governor, new agencies, now called Sustainable Community Investment Agencies, would set up throughout the state. They would determine a blighted area using eminent domain to gain the property with a possible handoff of the property to a favored developer. This is, as described by some, no more than social engineering. From what I have read and heard, a large number of citizens oppose SB 1 for the following reasons. The definition of blight by which the Sustainable Community Investment Agency can use eminent domain for insufficient land use is poorly defined and a threat to property rights. Section 34191.10-B of the general provisions display the bill's primary beneficiaries as those in the construction industry. Section 34191.20-E1 addresses joint power authorities which are growing out of control without adequate oversight from the public to assure accountability. Section 34191.31-A calls for an audit after 5 years for a newly formed joint power authority. This is inadequate for such large money demands being handled by a few people under less than transparent conditions. The audit should be reviewed and approved by the controller and made public. Governor Brown shut down the redevelopment agencies for two reasons. They did not deliver on what they promised, and the state of California needed the money. Why come back with something equal to or worse than what we had? Where is the magic money coming from to restart such a program? It's too bad that this Senate bill was ignored for so long, and now time is of the essence. If you care to read the bill and its contents, type in California Senate Bill 1 on your computer. As of today, there is still time to contact Governor Brown and urge him to say no to Senate Bill SB 1. A telephone call, no doubt, would be the best at this point. Governor Brown's telephone number in Sacramento is 916-445-2841. Again, 916-445-2841. Or contact Governor Brown on the Internet. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.